Chapter 14, Winter Cave of Introspection.
Deep in the forest of confusion sits the hill of epiphany, and in one side of that hill is the cave of introspection. It was in this cave that the lawyer and the beagle spent the winter. Now that she was allowed to run free and unfettered, the beagle was clearly getting faster and stronger. And each evening, as they sat by the fire in the cave, they would feast together on the beagle's catch of the day. What a variety of game the beagle was finding in the forest! It seemed to the lawyer that the forest was not a bit confusing to the beagle, but was truly a forest of opportunity. The lawyer smiled, remembering how the hunter had refused to accept his gold watch in exchange for the hunting knife.
"No, laddie, the time for me is always now, and now is the time that ne'er changes. I'm giving you the knife as a gift of love."
Staring out of the cave and into the night, the lawyer studied the winter stars. Thinking back upon his days in Town Square, he blushed when he remembered how angry he had been when Judge Gray had insisted that their journey begin after dark. It was obvious now that the old judge clearly knew of the importance of following Polaris. But he also knew the lawyer would need to discover it for himself. Polaris. How could all of the travelers have followed that same star, yet seen completely different things on their journeys? When the beagle's cold nose touched his own, the lawyer spoke aloud.
"Each of the stars in the sky appears to move during the night because of the rotation of the earth. The fact that Polaris does not move means that it must be aligned in the heavens precisely above the earth's axis."
Then his voice became a whisper when he realized the implication.
"This means that everyone who has found Destiné is now sitting on top of the world."
No wonder they never returned.